Is your money not sure what to do with itself right now? At Ally, they'll help it save for the future with their smart savings tools. Bucket your money for the things that matter most. Analyze your spending and save automatically. All on top of a competitive rate. For all things money, you deserve an Ally. Visit ally.com/savings for more info. Ally, do it right. Ally Bank, member FDIC.
Tom Brady and his Buccaneers teammates continue to put in the work. Hello and welcome to another edition of NFL Live alongside Brian Clark, Dan Orlovsky, and Jeff Darlington. I am Field Yates, and you can see it for yourself in just a moment as we are just over a month away from the scheduled report date to training camp, and the Bucs are staying busy. That's right. Tom Brady continues to practice with teammates in the Tampa area this offseason while players are not permitted at team facilities amidst COVID-19 concerns. These photos posted on Instagram you just saw a minute ago included inspirational quotes such as no excuses, and the workouts have been including new Bucs tight end Rob Gronkowski, still getting used to that, along with receiver Chris Godwin, amongst others. You can see the aerial shot right there. Before that workout, the NFLPA medical director, Dr. Tom Mayer, released this statement on player-organized practices. Please be advised that it is our consensus medical opinion that in light of the increase in COVID-19 cases in certain states, that no player should be engaged in practicing together in private workouts. Our goal is to have all players and your families as healthy as possible in the coming months. So, Dan, those words being heeded by the NFLPA, what does it show you that Brady is thinking right now and basically ignoring the recommendations?
Well, the NFL has been put on notice. Tom Brady's motivated. And the greatest quarterback of all time is kind of ticked off. He's got a little bit of a chip on his shoulder because what this tells me is people who talk about being Tom Brady, he can't play anymore. Tom Brady heard. He's putting it into action. A couple things. First of all, players are creatures of habit, and most players are used to, at the back end of June, putting on the final touches to take a little bit of break during the summertime before training camp. That's what Tom Brady's doing. He is following his routine. Two, Tom knows he's chasing time. He chose the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because he thinks he can go win a Super Bowl there. That's a very big deal when it comes to this. And three, you saw with the motivational Instagram post of no excuses. He can't look back and go, well, you know what? I couldn't work this offseason, and that's why we started 2-4. He knows the division is too good. They cannot afford a slow start. The Tampa Bay Buccaneer offense cannot be the reason they lose football games. So Tom Brady's leaving no stone unturned. He's motivated, and these are the reasons why he's continuing to put this on amidst the COVID-19.
Yeah, I mean, I don't disagree with anything that Dan has said about Tom Brady being motivated, about Tom Brady understanding that he's fighting against time. But I also think that Tom Brady's just doing what all leaders are doing at this point. I know for a fact I train two players that do not play for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers that will be doing the same thing going forward with some of their teammates as well. This is where we are. In 2020, we are trying to figure out a way to get together and get some work done. And you heard the message the NFLPA put out. That's what they had to do. But I've been around high school players. I've been around college players. Everyone is getting together, being as safe as possible, but trying to prepare for a 2020 season that they're all hoping that happens. And that's what Tom Brady is doing. Tom Brady has always worked this way. Tom Brady has always been maniacal about the way he approaches each season in trying to win a championship. And this is just another example of that. And so those who are critiquing him or criticizing him, saying that this shouldn't be done, I don't see people criticizing folks at bars or criticizing folks at restaurants. They're going to do the best they can to follow protocol, to make sure everyone is healthy, to make sure you can social distance to a point and still get the work done. But make no mistake about it, it won't just be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It won't just be Tom Brady. Many of NFL's top stars will get together during this period to put the finishing touches on their offseason, as Dan has stated earlier.
Ryan, he used the word maniacal. Here's one of Brady's new teammates, Dari Agumbawale, and how he views these workouts so far. The way he runs our workouts, it's like a practice, he said. Instead of just telling us to run a dig route or something like that, he's telling us the full play call. He's doing his cadence as if we're in a game. He's doing adjustments, doing the hots and sights. With a guy like him, it's really easy to kind of be building chemistry and emulating that whole practice environment. So, Jeff, let's get you in the mix here. You've spoken to some people and have some good information. What more have you learned about these Brady-led workouts in Tampa?
Well, first of all, Field, let's start with the fact that this is really nothing new. Yes, to Dan's point that this is a motivated Tom Brady. But I will point out, I don't know if you remember a couple years ago on Tom versus Time, the great documentary about Brady's life. They were out in Montana in this peaceful, beautiful, seemingly vacation-like environment. And Julian Edelman runs a route and Tom Brady starts shouting at him, "That's a lazy route. That's not a chance." Each other. And it sort of showed that this was a teammate that he's known for this long in the middle of June, and he's still on him, all over him about this. Now, fast forward to 2020, getting ready to start with a new team and a new offense. So Bruce Arians essentially kind of decided when he knew he was going to get Tom Brady that they were going to have this conversation. And Bruce Arians was going to point out to Tom, like, look, we could all learn your offense, or you could have to teach your offense all these other guys. You're one of the best in terms of picking up an offense, learning. Your recall is unbelievable. Why don't you learn the Bruce Arians offense, the Bucks offense, and then, that's not my dog, by the way, that's probably Orlovsky's. Then you go ahead and, man, I can't even think at this point. You learn this offense, you teach him these guys. That's why he's out there so much doing this right now.
This is the beauty of live television. Dan, you have more here. Is that your dog?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead. What do you and your dog have to say?
Yeah, it's my dog. Field, you're a dog. You're a dog lover. He's my English lad named Linus. I want to touch on what Darlington was talking about with the Julian Edelman story, because I practiced against the Patriots 1 year when I was a member of the Buccaneers. And I remember a 2-minute drill when Edelman wasn't running back at the speed he wanted and Brady just jumped on. Listen, Tom Brady has never won less than 10 games in a regular season. The expectations are high in Tampa Bay. If he goes and plays his worst season ever per turnovers, this is an 11-win football team. I know there was a lot of different things that were part of his selection, but the opportunity to play with talent was number one in my mind. And this is the most talented football team offensively Tom Brady's had since he was with Randy Moss. He's got arguably a top six receiver in Mike Evans. He's got two top 12 receivers if you add in Chris Godwin. He's got one of the greatest tight ends ever. He's got a former first-round pick at tight end in O.J. Howard. Like, we've got to be honest. Like, this is a quarterback that I know is always motivated and always maniacal. But he knows if he plays good football, this is a Super Bowl-caliber football team. And he is not going to let anything or anyone stand in his way of going to accomplish that. And whether we agree with it or not does not matter. That's what Tom Brady's going to do.
Those of us who play fantasy football like what you just said there, Dan. By the way, the draft kit has launched today on ESPN.com. Pivoting to Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, who spoke over the weekend at a virtual conference for Christian men and revealed some challenges from his past. Ben had this to say at the Man Up conference in Pittsburgh. "I've fallen as short as anybody. I've been addicted to alcohol. I've been addicted to pornography, which makes me then not the best husband, not the best father, not the best Christian I can be. People don't realize all the time that us athletes, we're human. We sin like everybody else. I am no different. We make mistakes. We get addicted to things. We sin. We're human. I think sometimes we get put on this pedestal where we can't make mistakes." So, Ryan, you're a former and longtime teammate of Ben. Does this surprise you at all hearing from Ben in this manner?
I don't really want to comment on whether it surprises me or not. I hate us for this. I hate myself for having to speak on a man being vulnerable, a man being human, and sharing his testimony, sharing his story with those that it can inspire. And now you have to get on TV and talk about whether you expect it or if you could see this. And I'm not going to do it. I wouldn't want anyone to do it to me. I've had my struggles as a man. I've been married since I was 24, and you deal with things and you go through things. And when you share those things with people in ways that you want to inspire them, in ways that you want them to grow, in ways that you want them to connect with you, everybody doesn't have to get that talked about on TV. I don't necessarily believe that we have the right to judge, to critique, to criticize, or do anything with his personal moments that weren't for us. This wasn't for our consumption. And I don't even know how it got out. I didn't research it. I don't really care to dive into it. And so for me, I'm happy for him that he is trying to grow. I'm happy that he's tried to grow from when he was a rookie until now. I'm glad that he's sharing his personal struggles with people in hopes of trying to build them, in hopes of trying to build better men. But as far as anything else that has to go into it, that is for Ben. And I'm going to leave that for Ben.
Well, well said, Ryan. This is exactly why I wanted to draw or head to you, because of that great perspective that you just shared right there. Sometimes football and personal life, those are two very separate entities. All right, it's time for quarterback roulette, and there's only two rules. You either keep the current quarterback and his remaining contract, or you choose to spin the wheel and inherit a new quarterback along with everything that he's owed. Let's kick it off with Joe Burrow, who the Bengals took with their first overall pick, actually the first overall pick in the 2020 NFL draft. Burrow led the FBS in completion percentage, passing touchdowns, and touchdowns responsible for. However, he's yet to sign his rookie contract. That'll happen at some point. Ryan, you're an LSU guy. Stay or spin? I know what's happening here, right?
I'm spinning. I mean, you must have knew that. Listen, I love Joe Burrow, Field. Obviously, he brought us the natty. He's my guy. But if you spin, you might get Patrick Mahomes. You might get Lamar Jackson. You might get Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. And though I think Joe Burrow will grow into being a very good player, he's not just this can't-miss prospect. It's not Andrew Luck or what many think Trevor Lawrence will be next year. So if you get an opportunity to upgrade, you upgrade there. And if you don't, guess what? You the Bengals anyway. You sorry. It don't even matter. You can't get no worse. That's why you pick first. So go ahead on and spin it. It might land on Patrick Mahomes
hearing,
and bam.
Hearing RC say he would spin makes my head spin. Yes, you could get Mahomes. Great. And maybe you get Lamar. You better change your whole coaching staff to make sure that it fits the things he does really well. But you may not. You may take a massive, massive drop off. I cannot believe that you just want to pass on Joe Burrow this quickly. Joe Burrow, and even if you would get Aaron Rodgers, Aaron's got like another 3 years left or something. So you want to cash in,
man,
15
that's
years?
Be an excellent
well, I
three
think it's going to be really, really, really good quarterback play.
Well, you know what, guys? Here's the fun part. We get to spin and see whether RC will immediately regret that decision. Milk was a bad choice. All right, we're spinning now. And here's what we got for you. RC,
this is gonna be a bad
you have
choice.
Gone from Joe Burrow in the 5 years of his rookie contract to 1 year and $25 million of Philip Rivers. How do you feel about your decision?
No!
No, I feel like you face. Face.
No, No. Who spun anyway?
I spun.
Who was the spinner? It clearly wasn't anybody off of the wheel of fortune. That was the wheel of misfortune, and I do not accept. I take it back. I'm going to stay with Joe Burrow.
Ryan, you don't want to hear this. You
Burrow.
Can't actually see this, but you were literally one team away from Patrick Mahomes. So maybe your strategy wasn't crazy. Sorry to throw some salt in the wounds right there. Let's go to another Heisman Trophy winning quarterback, Baker Mayfield, who saw some regression in the second season with the Browns, completed only 59% of his passes, and his 21 picks were the second most in the league, trailing, of course, only Jameis Winston. In 2020, Baker will be entering his third year on his rookie deal. So, Ryan, we go back to you. Another Heisman Trophy winner. Another number one pick. Are you staying or spinning?
So you think I'm going to spin on Joe Burrow year one and not spin on Baker Mayfield year three? I am spinning this thing with both hands. Left hand and right hand.
I got that for you a second.
I was a huge Baker Mayfield guy. Coming out, I thought he should be the number one overall pick. I expected him to be an all-pro, Pro Bowl caliber player, and he looked like that much of the first year. But we saw a ton of regression in year two, and that could be attributed to bad coaching and Freddie Kitchens. But I don't necessarily see him taking the next step. I don't think that this year will be greatly different than last year. We'll have some of the same people on the outside, most of them, and I just don't know if Kevin Stefanski alone is enough to get Baker Mayfield out of the rut he had as a player and also the rut he had as a leader.
Okay, well, Dan, he's been replaced by a really cool piece of background stuff. Here is my, we lost Dan. Remember, this is work remote. We'll figure it out. Dan will be back with us in just a moment. But to oblige Brian's request, two-hand spin for me right here. I try to limit the force. No big deal. I've been working on a ton during quarantine, if you couldn't tell. Okay, so, Ryan, again, you can't see this, but you just went from Baker Mayfield in the final 3 years of his contract, and Dan is back. So, Dan, here's your new quarterback room. No longer Baker Mayfield. It's Tua Tagovailoa and Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I'm winning. I'm winning. I take that right now.
I disagreed with the spin. And I think that Baker's still going to be a really, really good player. Last year was all about coaching. He's a year removed from being breaking Peyton Manning and Russell Wilson's rookie touchdown pass record. He's got elite accuracy in the NFL. But I get Tua? All right. Okay, RC, you win that one.
Yeah, you guys, that one worked out pretty well for you.
All right.
Hey, listen, the past 25 years have basically been a game of quarterback roulette for the Browns anyways. At the age of 38 years old, as we move along, Ben Roethlisberger is the fourth oldest starting quarterback in the league behind Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Philip Rivers. Last season, Big Ben played only two games, injuring his elbow in week two against the Seahawks, and now he has 2 years left on his contract at $34 million per year. Dan, you're up now on this one. Are you staying or spinning?
I'm going to spin, and that's with all due respect for Ben Roethlisberger, but I look at it like this. I've got a defense that's going to be top three or five in the end. I was 8-8 last year with my daughter playing quarterback often for the Steelers. So I know that I can win eight games with pretty poor quarterback play. I'm going to spin and roll the dice and see if I can get younger and potentially better at that position. There's so many good young quarterbacks in the NFL. I'm going to spin for the Pittsburgh Steelers and rely on that defense and think I can find somebody younger and cheaper at the position.
Ryan, your body language says it all, man.
Oh, let's go. Let's go younger. Let's go cheaper. Well, I'm like, we got a baller.
Here we go.
Got ballers on defense. Let's win a Super Bowl now with Ben Roethlisberger, a guy who led the league in passing yards just 2 years ago. A guy with a
new elbow. They won eight games last year.
Hey, did you forget he has a new elbow, Dan? That elbow is young. It was old. That elbow is 24 now, and he's going to come back. Great defense. Juju Smith-Schuster healthy. Deontay Johnson has come along. James Washington. They're going to be a very good team this year, a playoff team. I expect them to win 11 or 12 games with healthy Ben Roethlisberger.
The spin has begun, by the way. Here we go. The spin is underway. Ooh! Russell Wilson for you, Dan Orlovsky.
No way. Licking your chops right now. No way, man. No way.
No. Hey, we going to the Super Bowl.
I was going to say Super Bowl favorites now.
Tickets. No. We're going to Super Bowl. We got Danger Russ, and we're cheaper, and we're younger, and we win.
Pretty well. This game has been coming up roses for you guys for the most part. So now we're going to move to the reigning NFL MVP, Lamar Jackson, who is in his second season, became the first player in NFL history to throw for 3,000 yards, rush for 1,000 yards in the same season. But he's now 0-2 in his career in the postseason. He currently has two seasons left on his contract, plus the fifth-year option. Dan, I want you to take some time to think about this, ponder it. I know you're the quarterback guru around here. Take a little even more time. Are you staying or are you spinning on Lamar Jackson?
I'm going to spin on Lamar Jackson. I'm just playing. I just want to see people.
Wait, what?
I'm staying.
Oh.
Firm stay.
Holy cow.
Firm stay. I'm good. I'm not even in the conversation right now. We're staying.
Okay. And Ryan, I'm assuming you're the same place as well, but do you have any concern about the playing style for Lamar, given his two losses in the playoffs?
I don't have a concern about his playing style considering the two losses because we've watched him improve things that he does need to improve to become an all-around better quarterback. But I do have a concern with some of the hits. My colleague Dan Orlovsky was speaking about it this morning. He took more hits than anybody ever has in a season last year. And so he's going to have to learn a way, even though he's smooth, even though he's elusive, to protect himself as he gets better outside the numbers. I expect him to be very good in the regular season and win a playoff game this year.
Yeah, somehow the wheel broke when I even thought about spinning on Lamar. So you have no ability to ever spin when Lamar is the first option.
Geico gets you access to licensed agents 24/7, which means that Geico is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like your mom, when you fill out really, really important paperwork on the first day of a new job.
Name, check. Birthday, social security, is that a thing? Hey, mom, what is my social security number? Mom? Okay, let's guess. 0017. Oh, Gemini. Hashtag done.
Geico, always there for you with savings and 24/7 access to licensed agents.
Some changes already underway in Washington as the Redskins are removing George Preston Marshall's name from their Ring of Fame today, according to a source. Marshall was the original owner of the Redskins, but was the last NFL owner to integrate his franchise. He did not do so until 1962. His statue was removed in front of Washington's old home at RFK Stadium last week. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott has signed his $31 million franchise tender on Monday, and the two sides still have until July 15th to work out a long-term deal. How much does the timing of Dak Prescott signing his tag impact a potential pursuit of Jamal Adams?
Well, Field, whether this was deliberate by Dak Prescott and his representation or not, this feels like a beautiful move by the Prescott camp. And if we're talking about checkers, chess. This feels like check. Maybe not checkmate, but essentially what Dak Prescott did here was force the Cowboys to have to owe him $31 million by signing the franchise tender. Now, if a player like Jamal Adams with a new contract to make him one of the highest paid safeties in the league, they would then have to find a way to extend Prescott's contract to push some of that money into future years. By Prescott to basically say, if you want to go get Jamal Adams, you're not going to get to pay him before you pay me. So July 15th, that deadline still remains the date I felt like all along was the day that this contract would get done. And now, a little extra icing on this cake for the Cowboys. If they want to get Jamal Adams, they're going to have to first pay Dak Prescott.
Ryan, Adam Schefter is jealous of your Jamal Adams sources because your source is Jamal Adams himself. Have you heard anything from Jamal recently?
I mean, yeah, we've talked. He hasn't changed at all. He still wants out of New York. He still wants to be on a new team. And at least if he was going to stay in New York, he wanted to be paid. And so now moving forward, we've had the conversation. He asked what I thought would happen. And I just don't see them making the move if someone doesn't offer a king's ransom for Jamal Adams. He has vehemently said he cannot be there. Not that he just wants out, not that it's an uncomfortable situation. He said, I cannot be there, bro. And so right now, when you look at the situation between Jamal Adams, Joe Douglas, and the New York Jets, I just don't see a resolution where he is happy continuing to play for that organization.
All right, everybody go follow him on Twitter, at RealRClark25, for whatever happens with Jamal Adams at some point, because this feels like something's going to
happen. I'm going to leave it up to you.
Okay. All right. That works for me. We're back with more quarterback roulette, and there's only two rules. You either keep the current quarterback with his remaining contract, or you choose to spin the wheel and inherit a new quarterback, along with everything that he's owed. We did the AFC North earlier in the show, and so now it's time for the NFC North. And in 2019, Matthew Stafford saw his 136 consecutive start streak come to an end after being placed on IR due to a fractured back. Prior to the injury, he was having an MVP-type season, throwing the 19 touchdowns and nearly 2,500 yards. He has spent 11 seasons in Detroit and still has 3 years remaining on his contract. Dan, this is a former teammate of yours. Are you staying or spinning on Staff?
Easy stay for me, Field. You mentioned the season that Matthew Stafford was having last year, trending towards 5,000 yards and 40 touchdowns. But the reality is this. I'm not going to spin the wheel and find more than maybe three or four guys that are more talented than Matthew or have more experience than Matthew. And so I just don't see, like, the opportunity for me to upgrade is so much smaller than the opportunity for me to downgrade. This is an easy stay for me.
Hey, see, you know, Dan did that thing, right? He showed how close he and Matthew were. He kept calling him Matthew. That's because they're tight, and that's why he's sticking with him. I agree. Matthew Stafford is one of the most, I get to call him Matthew now, is one of the most talented quarterbacks in this league. You don't see that type of arm talent every weekend. But what has he gotten in Detroit? you might as well spin the wheel and see if you can get somebody better, because they don't win with him anyway. They're just wasting him. Matter of fact, I bet if Dan called Matthew, Matthew would say, please, Dan, get him to spin the wheel on me. I've been around here throwing the ball 97 yards in the air, and we can't win a game.
Well, spin it. RC, my friend, you nailed it, Patrick Mahomes is the new starting quarterback of the Detroit Lions. You were destined to land on Mahomes at one point during this show.
We got some winners today, Dan. I know you're really close,
but you got to admit, everyone would admit, Patrick Mahomes is the answer no matter who your starting quarterback option is besides that. Let's move to the Bears
now. Matt, you're out of town, bud.
On to the Bears, who have yet to make a decision on who their starting quarterback will be between Mitchell Trubisky and Nick Foles. Trubisky had the largest drop-off in total QBR from 2018 to 2019, while Foles had the, well, second largest drop. Trubisky will be a free agent after the 2020 season, while Foles is signed through 2022. We know who Ted Ginn Jr. thinks will be the quarterback. Ted Ginn Jr., the new Bear, says, I believe Trubisky is going to be our starter. I'm willing to play for whoever it is and fight for whoever it is. So we assume that it, well, maybe it won't be Mr. Trubisky. I have no idea. So, Ryan, are you staying or spinning on the Bears quarterback duo of Trubisky and Foles?
Listen, I'm spinning in the room. I'm spinning outside of the room, because if you got two quarterbacks, you ain't got one. And I was talking to a big-time quarterback guru this morning. We actually did a show together, and he said if they had to play a backup, the Chicago Bears are positioned as the second-best team in the league. That's if everybody had to play backups. Because if you got to play starters, the Chicago Bears aren't the team you want. So I'm spinning in the room, and I'm spinning everywhere else.
Well, you just spun, and the answer is Jared Goff is now the new starting quarterback of the Bears.
I want RC.
I need RC to talk right now. RC, what is your answer now?
I would take it. RC, I heard that. I heard the guy that you were referencing about this morning. I heard he's a great guy. He's dressed really seasonal today.
Great dude.
Has a bathing suit on.
Great dude.
This is a good transition for the Bears. I agree. I was going to spin. I'm not totally sold on Trubisky, but I got an upgrade with Jared Goff.
Okay, Jared Goff. You're talking to that guy that had his dog on the TV show earlier. That dog is very cute. I've seen it on Instagram. Let's move forward to 2019. Kirk Cousins led the Vikings to a 10-6 record and brought the Vikings to the postseason, where they took down the Saints in the wild card round. Cousins was named to the Pro Bowl for the second time in his career after throwing 26 touchdowns and just 6 picks. He has 3 years remaining on his contract after signing a 2-year extension this offseason. Ryan, his bank account keeps winning. Are you staying or spinning?
I'm spinning. I'm spinning on Kirk Cousins. And it's not that I don't think Kirk Cousins is a good quarterback. It's the fact that I just think he's a good quarterback. And when you look at what this team had at tight end, at wide receiver, at running back, they can do some amazing things. And so Kirk Cousins is about middle of the pack for me, a little bit higher. I believe that we can upgrade. I think that if you get the right quarterback on this team, in this system, you have a Super Bowl winner right now. So I'm spinning and hoping for the best.
Yeah, I totally agree with RC and echoed a lot of things that he said. Kirk Cousins really good. But is he good enough, or is he going to be great for us to win a Super Bowl, especially in the NFC Conference?
Yep.
And I don't think that's the case. And so I've got to see. It's almost the opposite of Matthew Stafford. We talked about, can I really upgrade my talent? Well, the case with Kirk Cousins is yes. You can absolutely upgrade the talent if you spin the right way. Who we get?
I feel like we spun it twice.
You did spin it twice. You know why, RC? Because I landed on Kirk Cousins the first time. The second time, I landed on Russell Wilson. Both of you guys are happy with the decision to spin on Kirk Cousins because you now have Russell Wilson on your roster.
A Super Bowl.
That's right.
I now have a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Russ is winning a couple teams so far, Super Bowl in this show. Yeah. Steelers and Vikings are now Super Bowl champions. All right, Aaron Rodgers has been the face of the Packers franchise since he became the starter in 2008. But in 2019, Rodgers saw his lowest QBR since becoming a starting quarterback, and now he has first-round draft pick Jordan Love looking over his shoulder. Rodgers has 4 years remaining on his contract. Dan, listen, I know you're going to stay on Aaron Rodgers. You're a big fan, but did the Packers sort of already spin the wheel, so to speak, by drafting Jordan Love in the first round?
Right, they sped the wheel up, but they didn't totally spin it. And I'm not going to spin either. I'm going to stay on Aaron Rodgers. I still believe in him. They just need to continue to get him kind of settled into that offense with Matt LaFleur. That run game will be a big part of it. Those young receivers got to play really big-time football. But I'm staying on the talent of Aaron Rodgers because he can win you a Super Bowl. Down 14, if you still have number 12, you still have a chance. I'll stay.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers will be a fascinating situation to follow going forward. But for now, this wheel gets no more action. It stays. Aaron Rodgers stays as the Packers quarterback. We got more tomorrow on the roulette wheel. A couple more divisions to cover and hopefully some very exciting conversations. But first, a little bit of news out of Kansas City as the Chiefs have made official what we knew was going to eventually happen. Training camp will be held at One Arrowhead Drive this year. That is the Chiefs' home facility, moving away from Missouri Western. It's where they've previously been up in St. Joseph's. I used to work there. I can tell you this much, a great training camp site. But because of COVID-19, they are back in Kansas City for the summer. Dan, did you ever see a position player block a field goal anytime during your football career?
I saw it a bunch in practice. When I was at the Lions, they used to take Calvin Johnson, you know, for those unique situations, last play of the game, because he was the best athlete. He stood every bit of 6'5", and he had like a 40-inch vertical. So they would place him behind that field goal block unit and just try to let him time stuff. His height and length matched with that jump. He did it plenty of times in practice, but he never pulled it off in a game.
Yeah, not listen, a skills position player, but J.J. Watt, you've done it a couple times in his anywhere. Career.
RC, who you got in your team, too?
Yeah, I was trying to cut it in there. Brett Keisel was a guy that would do that multiple times in practice. They forget.
Good stuff. We got to go. NFL Live is back tomorrow.
Geico knows there are many reasons why you ride. From the thrill of the revving engine and pure adrenaline of flying down the highway, to the confidence of knowing that Geico always has your back with 24/7 access to claim service. But Ari Snyder has one reason in particular.
I have extremely large upper arms. They won't even fit into most shirts. Thankfully, biking really embraces vest culture, so I feel accepted.
Geico Motorcycle. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.